Name of the patient is Mary Bedingfield. The first name is M-A-R-Y, Mary. And the last name is Bedingfield. B like a boy, E like an echo, D like a delta, I like an India, N like in November, G like in golf, F like in foxtrot, I like in India, E like in echo, L like in Lima, and D like in Delta. This is a clinical case of a 77-year-old white female that we have been following in the practice because of a CKD stage 3A. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, right vertebral artery stenosis, status post stent, right carotid artery stenosis, and osteoarthritis. The patient has peripheral neuropathy. She has lost 6 pounds since the visit 1 year ago. There are changes in the hemoglobin. From 12.8 down to 11.8. The albumin for 4.2 to 3.82. The patient is complaining of weakness and general malaise. From the kidney point of view, the creatinine remains 1.2, the BUN 26, and the estimated GFR is 46.3, still CKD 3A, but there is no evidence of proteinuria. The liver function tests are with their normal limits. The patient has a cholesterol that is 106. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism with a TSH of 1.3, a T3 of 3.25, and a T4 of 1.1. That is within acceptable range. Following number, the patient has peripheral vascular disease in the lower extremity. She has peripheral neuropathy. She walks with the help of a walker. Following number, she has disseminated osteoarthritis. And following number, the cerebral infarction in the past. We are going to evaluate the patient for the decrease in the hemoglobin and hematocrit, and we're going to check the B12 levels, vitamin D, vitamin C. We're going to see her in 2 months.